Misty Pennington. I am the Deputy Director of Mental Hygiene Services for Chautauqua County.
Well, Misty, first off, what are you doing or what can you do to help the folks out there that are suffering, you know, during this pandemic and turning to drugs, alcohol, other illicit drugs? What is your department doing to help?
So there's actually a lot of things that we're doing to help. I just want to remind folks that the county operates our behavioral health clinics, one located in Jamestown in City Hall and one located in Dunkirk in the Graff Building. At those behavioral health clinics, we offer chemical dependency counseling for both the individuals that are struggling with addiction and abuse of substances, as well as for their families. We have clinicians that are specifically trained in the CRAFT model, and that is a model that is evidence-based and supports family members and loved ones that are struggling with addiction issues. We also offer our MAT program, which is medication-assisted treatment, which provides medications to assist individuals with getting off of or tapering down their use of substances.
I think that's one thing, and we've spoke with before, is some people think, well, I can't just do cold turkey. I can't just stop. And that's been more easily recognized by the medical professions over the years, is they know that. They've come to that realization. If somebody really wants to stop, you guys have the research now to be able to give them concrete ways to stop. And it doesn't have to be cold turkey. And that's when you're turning to, you know, medicine that can help.
Absolutely. And I think that's so important to note, Andrew. You know, when we used to talk previously, we would talk about dispelling the myths. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely one of the biggest myths in addiction, is that it's someone's choice and they have free will to just stop using whenever they want to. And it must be that they don't want to, or they would stop. And that's not true at all. You know, a lot of these medications, particularly opiates, cause physical addictions as well. And people go through severe physical and emotional withdrawal symptoms from stopping use. That's why you have to be safe about your approach. And that's where these medication-assisted treatment modalities come into play, is they help individuals taper off the drugs and, you know, and get to a more, you know, balanced lifestyle. And let's face it, there are some people who probably never will completely get off the medication-assisted treatment. But at the end of the day, that's okay, because if that's what keeps them alive and prevents them from overdosing on fentanyl or one of the other nasty things that are mixed in with substances these days, then that's okay. It's all about saving that person's life. It shouldn't be about splitting hairs regarding what they're using and what they're not using.
Yeah, you speak a lot to what we've been talking about here through our awareness campaign, specifically with, you know, fentanyl and the bad drugs, you know, that are out there. I mean, we've been told as children growing up, drugs are bad. But right now, drugs are really bad, because the high that you're expected to get, it might very well be the first and last time that you try drugs because of what's out there on the street. And that's what you guys are seeing. So, you know, since we've been children, you say don't do drugs. Well, yeah, don't do drugs or try to not do drugs. But now you're saying you got to be careful of the drugs you are choosing.
Exactly. I mean, it's terrifying. There are substances placed in your regular street drugs on any given day. I mean, there's a lot of controversy right now over the legalization of even marijuana, and people saying, well, you know, it's not a big deal, it's only marijuana. However, there are several situations where people are lacing marijuana with deadly fentanyl or opiates or any substance that they choose to cut in there with it. And that can have serious adverse effects, including death. So, you know, truly in this day and age, no street drug is safe from this. Any one of them, like you said, could be your first and last use of that drug if you decide to try it.
So when it comes to somebody decides, all right, I'm ready to make a choice here. I'm ready to make a decision to better my life. What would you, I mean, everybody has an opinion, but I mean, coming from you, from your department, your experience, what do you think the first best step is for somebody who might be listening to us and saying, I'm ready?
You know, honestly, Andrew, that depends on the individual. I mean, some people are ready to go to treatment. Other people are ready to maybe talk to a peer about what the options are. I think there's a lot of people out there right now who want to stop using, who know that they need to stop using. However, you know, those people are in very different places and very different levels. And that's the beautiful thing about our county, is that we have so many different layers of services out there, and we have so many dedicated, committed, and caring partners. You know, the Mental Health Association has peers available to speak with individuals about, you know, what's out there, what's available. You know, there are lots of treatment providers, our clinics included, where people can call and just make an appointment with a counselor. That doesn't mean they have to enter into treatment. That can just be an informational session where they sit down with a trained therapist and learn about what's available to them, and or maybe even just learn about their addiction.
It used to be, you know, there was almost a scarlet letter on people who were possibly, you know, on drugs. And now I think the embarrassment of people that they feel maybe being addicted, there's a better understanding now that it really is a chemical dependency. It's not their fault that they become addicted. And I think if I'm right, it's still important to paint that picture, to tell people, yeah, you need to get help, but first you need to come to the realization these people in this community is becoming better realized in sharing that thought that it's not your fault that you're addicted, that you need help. That's the drug doing its job.
And you're so right, Andrew. I, you know, if I had one wish, it would be that people could see these individuals as what they truly are, and that's people. Mm. These are our neighbors. These are our brothers, our sisters, our mothers, our fathers, our teachers, our doctors, our lawyers. These are human beings. These are people that touch our everyday lives, and they just happen to be struggling with addiction issues. And it is our responsibility as a community to help them, not turn our backs. That's not gonna, ignoring it or criticizing it doesn't make the problem go away or get better. If we truly want these individuals to get the help that they need, then we need to support them in that and stop judging them.
Very well put, and staying safe too. Again, circling back is one of the reasons we're really taking this aggressive approach right now, is to let people know that the ages of people who are suffering from overdoses, it's from teenagers all the way up to 60, 70 years old. So the stigma there that it's just young punks, it's not true.
That is not true. It's not. And, you know, again, I think a lot of people don't realize how fortunate we are as a county. We have, you know, harm reduction services available from several entities. We have prevention programs such as Prevention Works that get in there early, and they work with these children and families and try to educate them and get them going down the right track. We have the harm reduction entities such as Evergreen Health that assist individuals with supplies that they need and education on how to safely use. You know, at our clinics, we offer fentanyl test strips that individuals can get, where they can, you know, if they're not ready to stop using, at least we can help them to use a little more safely and hopefully save their lives from an overdose. Narcan is available almost everywhere now. You can get it at all the treatment providers. You can get it from the Mental Health Association. You can get it from your pharmacy for free. There's many places to get these life-saving tools that can help.
And one of the things I want to speak on is the Combat Addiction website, because I knew when we talked with each other a few years ago, it's coming. This is going to be a great tool, a great resource, because it's overwhelming for people to hear of all these resources options available to help them. But where do we get all the information? Can you speak to the success so far of this website?
Absolutely. We as behavioral health providers couldn't be more proud of our Combat Addiction CHQ. I feel that it is an invaluable tool in that it provides education, you know, in the form of written word, video clips that people can watch, as well as the locator tool, which I think is, you know, just like I mentioned earlier, invaluable. So individuals who are looking for help, whether that's prevention services, peer services, inpatient treatment, outpatient treatment, wherever, can go into this tool, click on what they're looking for and how many miles they're willing to go to get it. And all of that information with the contact numbers will pop up. As we know, you know, there is stigma associated with this. So the fact that individuals can receive information about services that are located in other towns and even in other states, such as Pennsylvania, if they're worried about being seen somewhere or just any kind of fears surrounding that, there's so many options where they can go and get these services. We highly encourage people, just go on the website and check it out. There's so much to learn. And if it's not something you yourself need, it could be something that you could pass along to someone else, because we're all touched by this. We all know somebody who is struggling with an addiction issue.
Misty, anything else that you think it's important to share with our audience right now, at least maybe on the county level? What steps are being taken? Is there anything new coming up that people would have a little comfort knowing that the county is doing to help combat the addiction crisis?
Yes, there's a lot of projects underway right now. One of the big ones being working more collaboratively with law enforcement and first responders, because at the end of the day, you know, we are the folks along with them that are dealing with this, and we need to be partners in this. So we've recently formed a behavioral health law enforcement collaborative that meets monthly, where we discuss ongoing issues that we all encounter in our day-to-day jobs, and just learning to hear each other and learn about, you know, what law enforcement's doing to deal with these issues. What's behavioral health doing to deal with these issues? What's medical health doing to deal with these issues? And then once we have that information, it's coming up with a comprehensive plan of how we can work together to best meet the needs of our community. Because at the end of the day, you know, whether it's the local county government, law enforcement, medical professionals, whoever, we're a united front, and we're here to do whatever it takes to work together to help our community.
Working together, that's what we love to hear, and that's the steps are being taken, and feedback as well. I know in our past guests have always said, you know what, we don't have all the answers, and sometimes the best ideas come from the boots on the ground and the people that are in the community and dealing with this. So would you say that people out there really do have ideas or want their input to be heard? They should speak up and get in touch with the right people.
Absolutely. And on the combataddictionchq.com webpage, there's actually an email address on there where individuals can reach out for more information, or, you know, to convey their comments, ask questions, anything like that. Or, you know, they can call any of our behavioral health clinics to get additional information or offer input. We always welcome that.
Misty, thank you always for your time.
Of course. Thank you, Andrew.